Welcome home, everyone. Thank you for joining in on this episode of Welcome Home with the Katinas. Welcome Home is a podcast where I, your host Josh, sit down for a conversation with different people who I admire and discuss whatever's on their mind, and especially focus on life at home in times like this. Wherever you are, and however you're listening, thank you for your support, and once again, welcome home. Welcome, everybody. Thank you for joining in on this week's episode of Welcome Home with the Katinas. I am recording this on the 4th of July, 2025, so happy Independence Day to everyone out there listening. This will come out probably the evening of the 4th of July, so if you waited till Saturday or later next week, I hope you enjoyed your day off of work and celebrated the greatest country in the world with your family and friends, and enjoyed hopefully some good summer weather and a good extra long weekend to all of y'all. I also want to say this is our first episode post cousins reunion, which was amazing. It was so good getting to see some familiar faces, some new faces, people who I don't get to see that often, that but are really important to me as an individual and Katina Ministries as a whole. So I'm sure we'll talk about the reunion today at some point, but I'm super excited to have today's guest. She is the first guest at our new studio. Alexis and I moved over at the beginning of this week, and so this is our first episode in the new studio, our new house, and I'm really honored to have my cousin, Courtney Katina, here to christen the new studio. Courtney, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me, Josh.
I am glad you're here. I'm glad we get to spend the 4th together. A lot of our family is like out on vacation right now, so we're holding it down here in the Nashville area. Let me ask you to start off, when was the last time you got to be on the pod?
I think I was thinking about this on the way here. I think it's been like a year and a half.
Okay.
Because it was when it was at the office, and it was like dad and uncles. It was everyone at the table.
Okay. I don't even
remember. And it was filmed. This. Yeah. I barely remember it.
And you were, so that was at the office. Did you ever record an episode at our old house?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Did you ever record an episode at my apartment?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think I did two at your house.
Okay, so this is like your fourth time on the show. Uh-huh. Well, welcome back.
Thank you, Josh.
It's been about a year and a half. I know a lot of life has happened since then. I'd love for you to, a lot of our audience know, hears your name a lot because you are directly involved with a lot of the stuff that the Katinas do, but they probably don't get to hear from you a lot or see your face. And so I'd love for you to share like, what's new in your life over the last year and a half?
Wow. Loaded question. Honestly, not a lot has changed, but also a lot has changed. For those of you who don't know, I work with the Katinas. I do their social media going on, I think, 7 years.
Wow.
I know. I actually just updated my LinkedIn.
That's
so
crazy.
Yeah, it's been since 2018.
How old were you in 2018?
I think, so I'll turn 27 this July.
So you were like 19,
yeah.
20.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So
you were a young,
yeah,
young lady.
Yes. So I do that. My sister Callie just got married in May, and then Caitlin had her baby a week after the wedding. So a lot of life has happened.
And that was all like barely 2 months ago.
Yeah.
Not even 2 months
yeah.
ago.
Yeah. It feels like yesterday, but at the same time, it feels like a lot of time has passed.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, so maybe we'll start here. So you've been working for the Katina since 2018.
Mm-hmm.
You've been a Katina your whole life. I think so. We're coming off of our fourth annual Katina's and Cousins reunion, which, if people don't know, Courtney is like a huge part of putting on the reunion. So if you enjoyed the reunion, send Courtney a thank you, because you did an amazing job, Court. And thank you. Let me ask, did you have like a favorite night of the reunion?
I think I always love Island Night.
Mm-hmm.
And Auntie Kathy got to come with her group. And that is just a night, at least for me, that just reminds me how thankful I am for our culture.
Mm-hmm.
And to be able to have that in Nashville, which obviously we don't see a lot. So I think that was probably my favorite night.
Yeah. It was good to have Auntie Kathy there and Auntie Eva. Mm-hmm. Did you ever like learn to dance from her?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Cause every time, I don't see her often anymore, but whenever I do, I have these memories of you and your sisters like doing dances mm-hmm. with her. Well, do you remember what that was?
Yeah. I remember in her basement. I probably was maybe 4 or 5.
Wow.
But we did like poi balls. Uh-huh. We did hula, everything.
I feel like one of you had like a birthday party
uh-huh.
where you guys, Auntie Eva, like taught you guys a dance or something.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
I honestly think it was my birthday.
Your birthday?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it was my 5th. I could also be so wrong.
Was it
but
the
I'm
one
pretty
at,
sure. Christchurch.
Yeah, Christchurch.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That was your birthday?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
I still remember that.
I know.
I don't know why that's one of the birthdays that sticks out to
yeah.
me. Yeah. Well, cool. Yeah, Island Night was a blast. Mm-hmm. And the reunion, for me, it's fun to, like, you know, one of the things that I'm most passionate about with the Katinas is building our community. And so the reunion's kind of like the keystone moment of the year for community building, at least to me. And getting to see, like, put faces to names, or, like, people I see on Zoom prayer or joining at the gathering, or we'll see, you know, maybe one or two of them at a show here and there, and getting to have them all together in one place is a treat mm-hmm. and something I don't take for granted. However, I'd also say the reunion is a lot of work, at least for me.
Uh-huh.
And I know for you too, like I have this, like the two big events for me every year is the reunion and the Christmas tour.
Yeah.
And so the week after the reunion to me is like, I can kind of take a break, because you feel like you're working really hard. Like honestly, the whole month leading up mm-hmm. to the reunions, it feels crazy. For you, what do you think is like the biggest challenge of putting on that kind of an event for you?
For me, I also want to say Josh emceed the entire thing and did a really great job, and it would not be the reunion without him.
Thank you.
What was the most challenging
thing? Yeah, what's like the biggest challenge of putting together an event like that?
Honestly, not even like the social stuff. I think I did registration this year.
Uh-huh.
So just trying to, I guess, prepare for that I've never done registration before. So that was an interesting task for me. Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Brother Eric for helping us.
I don't think anything was like super challenging for me. It was just the preparation.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, let's move on from the reunion. You are now an aunt.
Mm-hmm.
You have a new brother-in-law.
Yes.
It feels like your immediate family is just growing.
I know.
Like an explosion this last.
Uh-huh.
Well, how's that been for you?
It's been very rewarding, and I think God has just been so restoring this season.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's for sure been probably one of the best seasons of my life, seeing my sister as a mom and my other sister as a wife now.
Mm-hmm. What was the wedding like for you? I hear like sisters grow up dreaming about their weddings together their whole lives. Was it what you and Callie and Caitlin always dreamed of together for Cal?
I think so.
Yeah.
Caitlin and I also helped a lot. So I think after it, I was like, okay.
It was I'm like glad. Another reunion for you.
Yeah. But I would have done it 100 times over. It was a beautiful day, besides it raining leading up until the ceremony.
I don't even remember that.
Yeah, it was pouring rain.
Was it really?
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't rain during?
No. Okay. It stopped like right before. So that was great.
I do want to say I loved the indoor wedding call.
Uh-huh.
Because I think that's the first indoor wedding, at least in our family.
Yeah, that's true.
At least of the cousins. Most of the weddings I go to, I can't remember the last time I went to an indoor wedding, honestly, since... Because they're always during like spring, summer. Uh-huh. So everyone wants to be outside. Yep. My wedding was outdoors. I loved having the indoor wedding.
Yeah.
Honestly, because my problem is I sweat so easily. Like, it doesn't have to be hot at all for me to start sweating. So when it's in the AC, I was like, oh, this is nice.
Yeah,
Callie and Carson. It was. Good call.
Yes.
Tell me about becoming or having a new niece. How's that been, just getting to see your niece grow and your sister become a mom? And
it's so happy at times. And then today I looked at a picture and I was so sad because she already looks so big. And it is for sure different with them being in Atlanta and we're in Nashville. But I mean, it's changed my life. Like, I'm so proud of my sister and her husband, Jervon, and just seeing them in a new way is something super special to me. And then just being able to see Romy grow up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah. Do you have an aunt name? Are you just Auntie Courtney or?
That, or I love, I want to be called whatever she calls me, or Coco.
Auntie Coco?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was wondering about that.
Uh-huh.
I always wondered what would my nieces and nephews call me, and I just decided to leave it up to Josiah.
Yeah.
I'm just Uncle Josh. Actually, okay. Josiah just calls me Josh a lot of times. So, well, you are already an amazing aunt.
Thank you.
I know your parents are actually down in Atlanta today, mm-hmm. Celebrating the holiday with their granddaughter.
Yep.
Do you have any like fun memories of your childhood growing up, 4th of July's?
I don't remember like my earliest, but I always remember all of us going to Crockett Park.
Yeah, I do remember
because I think it was like all the Katinas.
Uh-huh, probably.
That, and then maybe like the Bethel days.
Did we do stuff with Bethel?
I feel like we did, but maybe not. I think probably just my earliest is Crockett Park every year.
I do remember, I have a memory of we one year spent the 4th at Uncle Jesse and Auntie Jessica's house when they lived in Spring Hill. Do you remember this?
Barely.
I think we all did that because like Franklin's weird about setting up fireworks, but Spring Hill's not.
Uh-huh.
And so I just remember we lit off fireworks for hours in Uncle Jesse's driveway one year. And I always loved, like, fireworks were always fun for me when I was a kid.
I do remember, this one story of, I think we were at your house. And you know the fireworks that you hold? Like, you probably weren't, I think you were supposed to put them in a bottle and hold the bottle. Uh-huh. But we saw our dads just hold them in our hands, so we did it. And Dylan held it the opposite way.
Yes.
And it like exploded on his finger.
Uh-huh.
That is something I'll always remember.
He had a huge gash in his finger. I think that was actually a New Year's. Yeah, okay. I still remember that. He could have lost a finger.
Yeah.
My sister-in-law is a nurse. And every year, this time of year, she posts something about, you know, so many people don't know this is the last time they'll have 10 fingers.
Yeah.
It happens all the time that people have accidents. Thank God nothing terrible has happened to anyone in our family regarding fireworks. But I also have a memory. This is one of the earliest memories of my life, actually. I don't know if it was at Crockett Park, but it was something like that. It was a 4th of July. Our dads were out of town that year. So I remember Auntie Kathy and mm-hmm. you and your sisters were there. It might have just been your mom and my mom and then me, Eli, and you three. And we were at some like public firework show, 4th of July event. And I got lost. I like somehow wandered off and completely lost my, I didn't know where anybody was. How old were you? I must have been like, I mean, Eli was like a baby. Oh, so I was maybe 3 or 4. And I remember there was like some sort of live music going on. Mm. So I just walked right onto the stage during the set. And I said something about, oh, I can't find my mom. And they stopped the show. And I remember the singer, she picked me up. She said, is this somebody's baby?
Oh, my gosh.
And my mom comes running. She's crying. She's mad at me. But she's glad she found me. And so that's 4th of July is one of my earliest memories. I should ask my mom how old I was when that happened. Because I'm sure she remembers it. And yeah, so keep a close eye on your young ones if you're listening out there. Well, awesome. Let me ask you, Court, you're still living in Nashville. Mm-hmm. This is kind of like I feel like I probably asked you this last time you were on, or last time it was just me and you, and I honestly don't remember your answer. So I'll ask you, like, what's like the thing that you're dreaming about right now?
That's great
in your life.
Yeah. I think in this season of my life, I'm just praying on what my future looks like, and practicing what it means to truly surrender and be at peace with what I'm doing. I think the last time, or the time it was just me and you, I said, I feel content. Like, I had, at the time, my dream job, still do. I was working a lot, had a great, like, social life, and I still do. But I think I'm also at the point where I'm wanting to do more and wanting to be fulfilled, I think, in work, but also outside of work. So just praying on what that looks like, if it's a new job or dropping one of my jobs. I think I'm just about to be in a season of transition.
Yeah.
And I don't know what that looks like yet.
How old are you?
I'll be 27.
Your birthday's like next week, isn't it?
The 13th.
Happy early birthday to you.
Thank you.
Yeah, so you're about to be 27. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like I probably experienced that same kind of feeling when I was, I don't know. So I got married when I was 25, 26. I don't remember. And I feel like shortly after me and Alexis got married, I had a similar like feeling. I changed jobs. Yeah. That was when I like left the corporate world.
Yep.
And started working full time with the Katinas. And I feel like I remember going through like a season of, okay, I'm not really like I'm definitely not a kid anymore.
Yeah.
But I don't necessarily feel like an adult yet. Honestly, still don't sometimes, even though I'm almost 30.
Yeah.
But I definitely remember feeling like I think I'm in like a season of transformation and transition. And, so yeah, I think that's normal and healthy. Yeah. Besides working for the Katinas, what are you doing right now?
I'm still doing hair Fridays and Saturdays. And then I do some other projects with social media.
Does, and you can be honest, between like your three jobs that you hold right now, is there one that like you would say, fulfills you the most, or like fuels you the most, like you're the most passionate about?
I think just because they're so different, like doing hair, I see people new every single day. So, and like people I've heard, I feel like I'm a counselor at times, and then just someone that just hears what a lot of people don't hear about people's individual lives. But that's honestly like fulfilling to me, like being able to just be there for someone. And then I also feel fulfilled when I'm creating.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if there's like a certain job that I feel the most fulfilled. I feel like I'm also someone that has to be doing different things. I can't do the same thing.
I was going to ask, like, what drains you? What's the thing that you're doing that's like, it just sucks energy from you? If you're comfortable.
Yeah, no, no, yeah.
Working with my dad.
That does not drain me, and I would be honest about that. Honestly, I think sometimes it's hair because I work usually 8 to 8. And so hearing stuff or just talking and having to like be on is a lot.
Yeah. That's interesting to me. I wonder if I'm unique or if this is like an instance where men and women are super different.
Because
I go to a barber every couple of weeks, and I've been going to the same barbershop now for probably 5 years.
Yeah.
Same guy's been cutting my hair, and I don't think he knows very much about my personal life. Like, we don't get it. We're very surface level. Uh-huh. And, like, I enjoy being around him. Yeah. It's not like I enjoy being around my barber, mm-hmm. but we don't talk. I don't really, like, share very deeply with him, and vice versa. I don't know much about him, honestly, even though I've been going to him for 5 years. Do you think that's like a women thing? Like, what is it about? Because my mom has done hair for, she actually just retired. She did hair for 40 years, and she always talked about how she felt like a therapist a lot of times.
I think your haircut probably is like, what, 20 minutes?
Yeah, half hour maybe.
Yeah. And one of my clients, like, probably the minimum you'll sit down is an hour to like 4 hours.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, I do have some clients that come in, they just work, and we have like very surface level conversation or don't talk at all. And then other clients who sit down and just start crying.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's a women's thing or it just depends on the person.
Huh. That is interesting. The length I think probably matters. Like, I'm a big fan of Joe Rogan, and he's famous for like, he made like the 3-hour, 4-hour podcast thing, like a thing that his podcasts usually go like 3 to 4 hours. And he always says, like, especially with like a new guest, like the first hour is all BS anyways.
Yeah.
Like, you don't really start talking
until
after an hour.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder if there's like, if you can tell like, okay, this first hour is just going to be like pretty surface level. Mm-hmm. But after that time passes, you start running out of like small talk.
Right.
And so if you're going to keep talking, you have to start digging deeper.
Yeah.
Wow. Hopefully I never cry in the barbershop.
No, but it makes me feel not good, but like, I'm not happy for the person, but I'm happy that I'm someone that they feel comfortable just breaking down.
Yeah. Well, and I think that's it. People who go to therapy, a lot of that, like, I've gone to therapy, and a lot of the value I find is being able to like let go of emotions that I've been holding on to. So I can see how it can be very like cathartic to just be able to let go of whatever that emotion is that they're holding on to. But I'm sure that can be a lot for you as well.
And I think too, I like, what is the word, empath?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like I carry a lot, like, if someone was to describe whatever situation, like, I hold on to it. So I think that's for sure probably why it feels draining to me.
Uh-huh. What do you do for, if anything, for yourself? Like, as an empath, like, you can carry a lot of emotions that people show to you.
Yeah.
Like, do you have a practice at all of, like, meditation. Ooh, today was like a hard day.
Honestly, like, I'll go home and I only have one roommate, and usually, like, we're on opposite schedules, but uh-huh. I'll just sit in silence.
Hmm.
Yeah. And I think silence is, like, comforting to me, which I feel like it can be, but I think after I work all day, like, I love just having silence.
Yeah. So are you fueled by alone time, would you say? Yeah,
100%.
We're similar in that. And I think a lot of times I've felt, especially in family life,
mm-hmm.
I've felt somewhat misunderstood in that that introversion mm-hmm. that I have is like, I think sometimes I was seen as like, I've been perceived as like standoffish mm. or even like unfriendly yeah. or like I'm angry when really I'm not angry. I'm just tired.
Right. Yeah.
Like I just want to be alone.
Uh-huh.
And cause if I had to guess, like, I feel like there's more extroverts in our family
totally.
Than introverts. And I love being around my extroverted mm-hmm. friends and family, but also I really do need like alone time
yeah.
and silence mm-hmm. and even like being married to like, I would say Alexis is more extroverted than I am.
Yeah.
And that was something in like, even in our dating, when we were dating and marriage and even still today, like, I think she probably had to learn and I had to learn too. Like, yeah, I need to be alone for a little mm-hmm. bit. And learning to communicate that has been really important in my relationships, but also learning to prioritize that for myself
yeah.
has been important too, just being a healthier version of myself.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel like you create the best when you're alone?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm the same. Like, even like editing, like, I feel like some of my friends are like, come over, just like work here. I cannot, mm-hmm. like, I can't edit with other people around.
Yeah.
Unless it's like obviously a graphic, like stuff like that. But I think videos that I'm most passionate about, I have to be alone.
Yeah. I totally feel that way. Mm-hmm. I've been to like my fair share of like co-writes, like songwriting yeah. sessions with other people, other artists. And I know that like people say like, oh, music is a collaborative process, which I still am back and forth on that. Mm-hmm. Like, I think I'm definitely a different version of myself when I'm like writing with other people.
Yeah.
Not that that's a bad thing, but, I do feel like when I'm making music alone or writing alone, like, there's something that I'm able to tap into that I'm not really capable of tapping mm-hmm. into when I'm in a room with other people.
Yeah.
And maybe that's something I need to like push through. But yeah, I totally think like, it makes sense to me that like being an introvert, I'm energized by alone time. Mm-hmm. So when I'm have the most energy, like being creative it drains energy.
Yeah.
And so,
yeah.
If I'm being drained socially and I'm trying to create, it totally makes sense why mm-hmm. it would be harder for someone like you or me to be creative in a room full of people.
Yeah.
Are there any like passion projects you're working on right now or that you've been a part of recently?
I think videos that I like the most are like voiceovers that you'll do, and then me just having creative freedom to create anything.
Yeah.
I don't know if I have like one. I mean, it's just storytelling that I enjoy the most.
I was gonna ask, do you have like a dream like project, like, oh, that thing that's like, oh, I really want to make this someday, but that you haven't done yet?
I honestly just think I want to start. I used to do like monthly recap videos, like
uh-huh.
I mean, they're like 30 seconds if that.
Yeah.
And I stopped doing that for whatever reason. And I want to get back to that uh-huh. and just filming in general.
Yeah. Have you ever, Maybe you have, but like, have you ever thought about shooting like a short film or like anything like that?
I don't know if I would. I mean, no, I haven't thought about that. I mean, I think that would be so cool, but I would. I think I would also need to be way more educated on. Yes.
Okay. I don't know. I feel like you. Some of the stuff I see you make, I'm like, wow, this. Josh. I could see this at like a film festival or whatever. And
I feel like I could, like, the editing is what I enjoy. Like, shooting is like a completely different story for me. Yeah.
Are you like a camera geek? Like, do you know a lot about cameras? No.
I know just enough.
Okay. Yeah. So you're like, you feel most at home like as an editor.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Interesting. Well, maybe you have a short film in you that you could get out sometime.
Maybe.
I don't know. You know who, which of our cousins who's like, I forget this about him, but he has like a passion for cinema is Zion.
Yeah.
Like he knows a lot about.
I did not
like,
know that.
Well, Zion, like years ago, I remember started like going to the movies by himself. Uh-huh. Like he has seen so many movies. I'll bring up a movie. He's like, oh yeah, I saw that one. Or, oh, I didn't like that. Or, oh, this, he knows like directors and producers and all that stuff. And I think he would, if he had the time, and I think he would like really like to dive into it at some point, or like, he's like just a huge like film geek basically. And, maybe he has no desire to like be creative at all, but I feel like you guys should talk sometime, because I feel like he would have a good vision about whatever. But all right, let me finish. Last question. So we're like halfway through 2025 now. So for the second half of the year, what's the thing that either you're looking forward to the most, or that you really are like, you want to happen the most? Like, what's that thing in 2025? A goal, maybe? Mm-hmm.
I want to be fulfilled again. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm at, what do they call it? Not creative's block?
Writer's block?
Writer's block.
Uh-huh.
Just because, again, I go back to when I was editing stuff for myself, like on my personal page, and creating a lot more than just my job. So I think I just want to get back to creating stuff for me and possibly getting a new job.
Awesome. Well, I'll be praying for you.
Thank you.
With that. And this is a random question. I hear from Alexis all the time about like different influencers or whatever that she follows.
Yeah.
Do you have any desire to like enter the influencer
world?
Be an
influencer? Yeah. No.
I've always wondered, like, how do you even start doing that? I feel like if I ever wanted to be, you'd be the first person I'd call. Courtney, wow. What do I do?
I don't know. I don't think I would be comfortable. Maybe I will, but talking, like, and just not even filming in public, but just talking to a screen, I'd have no desire to do.
If you were like a social media figure, what would like your niche be, do you think?
Travel vlogs.
Yeah, I could see it. That's just a random thing I wanted to ask you. Well, Court, I appreciate your time, and happy early birthday to
you.
July 13th.
Yes.
That was the only thing on our calendar like 2 days ago for July. Courtney's birthday. So I love you, and
love
I'm thankful
you.
For you, and you're welcome on the show anytime.
Thank you, Josh.
Yep. To those of you listening, thank you for tuning in. We will be back with more episodes soon. Have a great day.